All right, time again with Bobby Gales and a special guest. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Shirley, and good morning once again, everyone. So today, it's all about men's health, and we are focusing on prostate cancer, which is the second leading cause of cancer deaths for men in America. So my guest this morning is Dr. Kaiser Robertson. He's a urologist at Chesapeake Urology Associates. Dr. Robertson, good morning, and welcome to the show, my friend.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on. So I want to jump right into this. I want you to talk about why it's so important for men to get checked for prostate cancer, whether it's the digital exam or the PSA blood test.
Absolutely. So it's essential that men get screened for prostate cancer. As we said, there are no really early warning signs. So what's involved is seeing your primary care physician or your urologist to get a digital rectal exam and a PSA level. PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen. It's a blood test. And that's the essential way that we diagnose or detect those men that are in increased risk for prostate cancer. The digital rectal exam is recommended by the American Urologic Association. It's not as essential, so we don't want it to be a deterrent factor for a lot of men, but it is recommended strongly that we screen men beginning at least at age 55 to 69 years of age. Those men that might be at an increased risk, such as African-American men or men of African descent, we recommend starting earlier, maybe at about 45 years of age.
So what's the significance of the PSA number as to whether you have cancer or not, and at what level?
So we look at every male individually, depends on age, and again, race and other risk factors, such as family members that might have prostate cancer, that would put you at an increased risk. So there's no number that means you have cancer, and there's no number that means you don't, but we certainly look at the PSA level, the rate at which it's rising, age, and other risk factors to determine what your risk for prostate cancer is. So, you know, we'll figure out the number, just make sure we get it done.
Exactly. So can you give us some websites people can go to who may have questions or just need some more information about prostate cancer?
Yeah, so again, several websites, including the American Urologic Association. That's www.aua.org. Or you can go to our site, www.chesapeakeurology.com, or www.zerocancer.org.
Well, Dr. Robertson, I want to thank you, first of all, for coming on, taking time out of your busy schedule to share this information with our listeners and all the great work you're doing in helping men deal with prostate cancer. Great job.
Yes, thank you again for having me on.
It's a pleasure. My special guest this morning, Dr. Kaiser Robertson, a urologist at Chesapeake Urology Associates. Okay, time for another look at traffic. Tony, you got it.